Okay, so today we're doing a deep dive into something quite moving, actually. We've got a letter here from Sherry Cohen.
Ah, yes, the founder and director of Discover Recovery.
Exactly. And our goal today is pretty straightforward. Just to understand the work they're doing in Kenya based on what Sherry shares in this letter.
It gives a good window, doesn't it, into their mission, who they're helping, the methods.
And their need for support. Yeah. It
Yeah.
feels very personal coming right from her.
It does, a direct look into an organization tackling some really big challenges with a, I think, quite unique approach.
So let's unpack that. Discover Recovery's core mission. It's about freeing people from addiction, these destructive patterns, mainly in the slums of Nairobi and rural East Africa.
Right. But what really jumps out from the letter is how they do it. It's not just one angle.
No, it's this blend. She talks about the gospel, the word of God, as a foundation.
And they combine that with the structure of AA's 12 steps, which has a long track record.
And then there's the practical side, this work for a living program, business readiness training.
Absolutely. That combination, spiritual recovery principles and practical skills, it's quite holistic. That really stands out.
Yeah, and you see how that plays out, helping people find faith, learn life skills, actual job skills.
And community, building that support network, that's vital in recovery.
Totally.
Yeah.
And what I found really inspiring was this focus on training participants to then teach others.
Yes, the power of multiplication, she calls it.
Exactly. She even included a photo of someone, Evelyn, whose life has been changed by this.
That element, training others, it's so crucial for making the change last, Within the community itself, it creates this sort of ripple effect.
Empowering people to help their own neighbors.
Precisely.
And you really feel Sherry's personal stake in this. She talks about her own recovery journey
Right, overcoming addiction herself.
and how she kind of fell into mission work in Africa almost unexpectedly. She jokes about helping people in Nairobi's drug dens with their fourth step.
Wow, it's quite a picture, but it shows that deep understanding, that connection.
Yeah, and bringing, as she says, an injection of hope into some really difficult places.
That personal story adds so much authenticity, doesn't it? You understand the passion behind it. It often helps when the person leading has, walked that path.
Definitely. So looking at where they are now, Discover Recovery has got its 501c3 status.
Ah, okay. So that's official nonprofit status in the U.S., important for donations.
Right, tax-deductible contributions. And they have a goal for 2025 to reach, well, even more people. They're working in some tough environments.
The letter mentions slums, prisons, schools.
And partnering with churches, too.
That wide reach, it shows they're trying to tackle this from multiple angles within the community. And using existing structures like churches makes a lot of sense.
And she's very upfront that as a faith-based ministry,
Yeah.
they depend on donations.
Relying on generosity.
And that any contribution is tax deductible and goes straight to the work in Kenya and potentially expanding. She also promises to share more updates.
That transparency about funding and the commitment to updates, that builds trust for potential supporters.
From anyone listening who feels, moved by this and wants to connect or learn more, Cherie actually provides her direct contact info.
Oh, really? That's quite open.
Yeah, her WhatsApp is 240-595-2550 stop. And her email is sherry@discover-recovery.org. We'll make sure that's available.
Good. That direct line is, well, it's a strong invitation for people to engage.
So wrapping up our look at this letter, what really sticks with me is that holistic approach,
Yeah.
the mix of spiritual help, the AA steps, the practical skills, the community building.
Absolutely. And that empowerment piece, training people to become leaders and helpers themselves, that's powerful.
It really is.
And when you think about Sherry's own story, the context of the Nairobi slums, it does make you ponder, doesn't it? The sheer potential for change, for transformation, even in the toughest circumstances, when you bring hope and practical help together.
Yeah.
How effective could that model be, combining the spiritual with the practical in other vulnerable places globally? What kind of lasting change could that create?
That's a really good question to leave people with. Something to think about. And again,
Yeah.
if you want to look into Discover Recovery more, the contact details are right there from Shori.